The occasion warranted the display of sacred Tlingit culture, clan regalia from all the major houses of the region. MC Chuck Miller of Sitka reminded the large audience at Harrigan Centennial Hall that the use of regalia was far more significant than simply displaying a family's finery.
The precious regalia that you see up here, our people call it at'u. Can you say that? It's very sacred items. They don't just get brought out at any time. They're very particular. That's what my grandmother used to say. They're very particular. But they're very special. They're very ancient, and they are, many of people would know what coats of arms are. It's very similar to that part.
Clan leaders were assisted by their family members in donning the regalia to greet the robe, which is being donated to the state by the Vermont family, which has cared for it for at least four generations. The exact provenance of the robe is unclear, but as Amy Davenport told the audience, everyone in her family knew it was special.
We all grew up with this blanket. My sisters, my family, it has been in my family for probably three or four generations now. And we grew up with it as children. It was in my grandmother's house, and we spent all of our summers there. And all of us loved the patterns in the blanket. It just meant something very special to us. And then it came to my house, and my daughter grew up with it. But it has been on a journey. My grandmother's home is in New Jersey, all the way on the other side of this country. And I think the blanket was happy there. It is also a very strong blanket. It survived two fires at my grandmother's house at different times and survived intact. But there came a time when this blanket needed to come back to where it needed to live. And that was Sitka.
The blanket may have been originally acquired by former U.S. Secretary of State William Seward, who negotiated the transfer of the Alaska Territory from Russia to the United States in 1867. After his tenure in Abraham Lincoln's cabinet and surviving an assassination attempt on his own life, Seward traveled to Alaska to see the land and the people that had consumed his professional attention. Seward collected many artifacts on the journey. The Chilkat robe was likely among them. No one quite knows how the Davenports obtained the robe, but they've been in possession of it for about 150 years. About 10 months ago, Davenport was teaching a legal class in Reno, Nevada, and one of her students was Pete Esquiro, a tribal judge in Sitka. Esquiro helped connect Davenport with the state-owned Sheldon Jackson Museum in Sitka, which has agreed to accession the robe into its permanent collection. Many of Davenport's family were present to see the robe returned. Chuck Miller led the room in honoring them.
Young Guillaume! Yikoa Juan Davenport family! All right, let's go!
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.